Bomb us, please. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Supporters of our mission in Libya make the argument that this is one of those good wars that even people who are against war can support. No, Congress wasn't consulted, but if we hadn't acted quickly, civilians would have been massacred. And for once, we're fighting on behalf of Arabs who are happy we're bombing their country, like this resident of Tripoli who was interviewed by the BBC.
What do you think of the allies who are bombing Libya?
Would you believe that someone bombed your country and you are happy? I'm not against my country, but whatever happens, it's better than the situation that we are living in.
Can we say no to people like that? And yet, in 1 week, we've already spent at least 80 times what we spend in a year on National Public Radio. We can't even afford to have more than one air traffic controller on the night shift at Reagan National Airport. But I see an opportunity here, because Libya has scrambled the usual party lines. You have many Democrats supporting this war at the same time as you have Republicans like Jason Chaffetz of Utah so against it they'd cut off the money.
We're trying to find every penny that we can squeeze out of the budget, and then the president's going to go inject us into a civil war that is undoubtedly going to cost billions of dollars.
So let's get something in writing quick. How about we say that when any president commits us to an unbudgeted war, there's an automatic tax to pay for it? Because this may indeed be one of those good wars. But if a war is truly good, all the more reason we should be happy to tax ourselves to pay for it. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.